time we got the business news from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. Shares in Credit Suisse are down 62% in pre-market trade in Zurich following its merger with UBS in an emergency deal negotiated over the weekend. Markets in Asia opened down despite last night's deal. Analysts say the next few hours of trading will give a better picture on whether the crisis is contained. We'll keep an eye on European markets when they open shortly. Now, closer to home, significant business deals are expected to be signed over the next 3 days at Mehl, the largest trade event for the Irish tourism industry. More than 450 Irish tourism providers will pitch their business to over 200 international buyers and tour operators from 17 countries. The event gets underway at the Gleneagle INEC in Killarney today. Paul Kelly is CEO of Faultia Ireland and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Can you explain the importance of Mehl and how it works? It's been likened to speed dating.
Yes, it's something quite to behold. There's going to be about 450 Irish industry who'll all be sitting at tables across a couple of large halls down in the Gleneagle INEC, and 230 buyers from over 17 countries will move between those in pre-arranged appointments that last about 15 minutes each, and then a big bell goes and everyone moves on to the next appointment. It's a logistic miracle, really, how it works. But it's a fantastic event. As you say, there's going to be thousands of contracts signed over the next 2 days, worth hundreds of millions of euros to the Irish economy, because each of those buyers, they represent tens of thousands of potential visitors that they will bring here. It's really about next year and the years after that is now what's been contracted for.
The international buyers have been participating in St. Patrick's Day celebrations across the country, so this is the business end of their visit to Ireland. What has the reaction been to what they've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, we do trips before, we call familiarisation trips, which is introducing the buyers to different parts of the country. So we've had 10 of these trips running all around Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, the Wild Atlantic Way, Ireland's Ancient East, and here in Dublin. And some of those buyers have been participating in the St. Patrick's Day festivities and parades, etc. So it's great to give the buyers that opportunity to see the places where they're going to be sending their clients. And the reaction so far has been really positive in terms of we've been doing a lot of investment over the last number of years in improving the product offering here, and it's great to get the opportunity to show buyers some of that new product.
Has anyone raised concerns about hotel prices?
Yeah, the concerns around pricing are definitely there. That's a global phenomenon in terms of there's been price increases right across the world in terms of tourism experiences, but certainly that situation is exacerbated here in Ireland because of the lack of stock. And we do know that we are losing business to other countries that could be coming to Ireland, but the availability just isn't there. So that's an unfortunate situation at the moment.
You wrote directly to accommodation providers, encouraging them to be mindful of not just the revenue for today, but a reputation for tomorrow when setting prices during times of high demand. What response did you get?
Yeah, in terms of the response we got to that was generally positive. I was down at the Irish Hotels Federation conference there the week before last as well, and once again reiterating the importance to all accommodation providers to keep that long-term reputation in mind when they're setting their pricing. And we keep kind of saying that message to people to try and make sure that we, because if we do lose our value for money reputation, it takes a long time to get it back.
Back to Mehl, what are the emerging trends? What are tourists looking for when they visit Ireland?
Yeah, I suppose kind of some of the big emerging trends are sustainable travel. That importance of running your business in a sustainable way is becoming more and more important, and visitors are looking for that. Access to the outdoors and immersing themselves in the outdoors is a really big trend that stayed since COVID has come along. And, to that end, we're investing in Faultia Ireland. We're investing in over 120 outdoor enhancement experiences all around the country. So lots of work going on, but that's a really important trend.
And when it comes to the outdoors, they're aware of Irish weather.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, Irish weather is actually an advantage for us, because there's lots of places where it's too hot to enjoy the summer outdoors during the summer, and there's lots of places where it's too cold to enjoy the outdoors in the winter. So, the temperate climate in Ireland is actually, plays to our advantage in this regard. And, people are well able to throw on a poncho or a bit of a rain jacket to protect them from the showers, and they really do enjoy that. And of course, we have the great long evenings and bright mornings in the summer in Ireland as well, which enables people to enjoy those outdoors for longer.
So we shouldn't give out about a drop of rain from time to
time.
Paul Kelly, CEO of Faultia Ireland, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.